Welcome to Total Engagement. Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Kuhn, here with you, your wrestling friend. And of course, if you're over at WrestlingFriend.com, you can go to our Patreon site and check out all the new bonus stuff. I am not doing a Raw review this week. I will do SmackDown. I will do AEW Dynamite. I will do NXT. But I am not going to recap that Raw. I just can't. But we'll get plenty of that bonus content. Of course, if you're a Patreon, you already heard our AEW Dynamite Front Row review, as well as some cool, fun stories from the weekend at StarCast. But today, we're going to talk about something that's happened kind of recently. Another fight, another argument that I, a wrestling fan, get into with somebody of notoriety. It's the strangest thing, being a wrestling fan and having famous people, wrestlers, people that I knew when I was kids, just hate you or start fights with you. It's even better to win them. And we'll see what happens, because I'm taking on probably the guy who's won the most Twitter arguments in the history of wrestling, Jim Cornette. Why Jim Cornette needs to get out of wrestling right now, today, on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Hey guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Like, even when I'm sick, like right now, sometimes I'm not feeling like I'm ready to go. But now I know I'm going to be all right if the opportunity arises, and you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. You heard all about it. This is not new news, but I'm telling you, it's blue like the color blue, and it's the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready when an opportunity arises. Now, I got a friend who heard the ad on my show, and he's like, dude, does this work? And now, he wasn't trying to own up like he was having trouble. He was just like, confidence, is this good? I'm like, yeah, it's cool, dude. You should try it out. You should check it out. I'm telling you, it works, you know? And he came back to me like maybe about, I don't know, 2 weeks later, and he was like, dude, Blue Chew. And he gave me a high five. I don't know what that means, but I know it's not anything bad. Now, it's not just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. For instance, a lot of guys talk a good game, right? But if you're one and done, Blue Chew might help you with a follow-through for round two. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Going to the doctor and having to do all that. You don't have to do that. You do it online. It's fantastic. It's made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. The middleman, gone. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code TOTAL. Just pay $5 shipping. My friend did that. Totally said that's what it was. It was free, which is $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code TOTAL to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And guys, we thank them for supporting and sponsoring the podcast. When I say it's time for Jim Cornette to go, it's time for him to get out of the wrestling scene. It's time for us to stop paying attention to him. I'm not saying we should participate in the cancel culture that's going on. I'm not going to write Dave Lagana. I'm not going to tweet people about removing him from the NWA. I don't believe in any of that. But I do know this. I do know that I and a lot of people are not watching NWA Power and are not giving it a chance because Jim Cornette's there. Is it fair? Probably not to the NWA, but they made their choice. Now, let's go ahead and take you back to my issues with Jim Cornette, and I'm going to follow up with why I think he's bad for wrestling that have nothing to do with me. It all started when I started working with Vince Russo for Truth With Consequences. Not only did I defend Cornette over and over and over again with Vince Russo, but also I never engage with him ever on Twitter, not one time. And he has a habit of just going off on Twitter. And we had a Jim Cornette show, a Jim Cornette episode, in which Vince was actually very nice to Jim in a lot of ways. You know, Jim Cornette's been very aggressive towards Vince. Vince has said some shit too, and some shit he shouldn't have said, and some stuff he regrets as well. But that being said, Cornette took it upon himself to come after me and on Twitter. And this was about a year ago. He said, "Hey, Coon, apparently having shit stain," which is his name for Russo, "apparently having shit stain's dick in your face has cut off all your hearing so you can't tell what a lying sack of shit he is." So logically, if we take that apart, he's saying that because I work with Vince, I must have his dick in my face. Not only that, it's his dick's in my face so I can't hear. It's cut off my hearing. Anyway, he says, "Poor choice on your part. You're blocked, so you get no free pub for your horseshit off my Twitter." Something else that Jim Cornette doesn't know is that how Twitter works. Like, he'll say stuff and block them, and then nobody can see it, whatever. So another comment he said to somebody else that had nothing to do with me at all. It was this loser who is a Russo fan who's got, you know, a bunch of troll accounts or whatever, and he's a pretend podcaster. But he said something to Jim Cornette, and Jim Cornette wrote back, "Nice try, Vince. Tell Coon to go fuck off and blow you some more while you've got spare time." Now, I think those comments are homophobic. You know, I did at the time a little bit, but now looking back and looking at how he said other things, they're definitely homophobic. And let me explain why they're homophobic, and we'll get to what his lawyer said the other night as well, which also I believe is homophobic as well, that Stephen P. New, who's Cornette's lawyer, we'll talk about that in a second, but if you're insulting somebody by going, "Hey, you're gay. Hey, you must be gay. Hey, you guys work together, so his dick's in your face, or he must be blowing you some more," you're saying that being called gay is an insult. And you're using and of course, Cornette likes to use a vivid imagery while he describes somebody as gay. But it's a demeaning characterization. It's like calling someone a cocksucker. Like, you're a cocksucker, and that makes you a bad person. That's homophobic. Now, Vince Russo got confused about this when I talked to you. Talked to me, be like, "Bro, I'm not afraid of gay people. I'm not homophobic. Homophobic means fear of gay people." This ain't exact words, Marsha. Homophobic means bigoted, biased towards homosexual people. It doesn't necessarily mean fear. It has expanded the definition. And when you say things like this, "Nice try, Vince, tell Coon to go fuck off and blow you some more," or you say things like, "His dick is in my face and that makes it hard for me to hear him," you're attempting to insult me by saying I'm gay. You're saying, "Hey, you're gay and that's fucking blah, 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 you're gay." Huh. And that is so demeaning to homosexual people. Because now you're taking their lifestyle as an insult. You're taking their sexual acts as an insult. You're taking two people who aren't gay and you're saying, "Hey, guess what? You are gay and you should feel bad about that." That's exactly what homophobia is. So at that time, I was like, not trying to make everybody an enemy. And I thought at that time, I didn't understand the length of the Russo hate. So I wrote I wrote Cornette a very nice email. He wrote me back a variety of insults. It's a beautiful letter full of just the worst kind of insults imaginable, as articulate as you could possibly imagine. And in this well-written letter, he referred to Vince Russo's mouth as a dick licker, which I believe is also semi-homophobic as well, and other insults. So fast forward, I leave Russo's show, and I'm at a place, I've told the story before, I see Jim Cornette there, I ain't afraid of him, and someone's like, "You got heat with Cornette?" I walked up to him, shook his hand, he smiled, we laughed it off, ha ha ha, and it's all good. I gotta admit, I think I made a mistake there. I never said at all I was gonna kick his ass or anything like that. I just said, "Hey, why does this guy hate me? Why does he say things like that?" And when I went up to him, I was kind of in a place where the association with Russo had hurt me professionally, had hurt me in credibility-wise with a lot of people. And I'm definitely not saying it's Vince's fault. I'm saying it's the fault of closed-minded people who'd made up their mind And I was kind of like, all right, the Russo thing's over. I'm not going to sell out Vince. Like, I'm not going to sit there and talk shit about Vince with somebody. You can ask any of the dozens of listeners who have run into me and asked me about Russo. And of course, any of the thousands of listeners who listen to any of my shows, I don't shit on Vince at all. But I was in a place where I'm like, all right, Vince's heat isn't my heat. So let me just see if I can make like nice with some people, including, you know, whoever, some wrestling writers and some and Cornette and whatever. And so we're cool, I guess, right? And then, you know, I tweeted a picture the other day, and it was just basically Cornette again talking about AEW. We're going to talk about that in a second, and his obsession with AEW. And, you know, and talking about Tony Khan being a mark or some shit. And so then I just tweeted a really silly picture of him and Billy Corgan together, which I thought was not only funny, but it was apropos. So he called me a name. And then I just destroyed him on Twitter so much that he didn't even tweet for like a day or two. And when he responded to me, all he said was I was a big goof. And he didn't even like go for his usual curse words or whatever. And he blocked me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm cool. And at this time, I'm thinking about a couple things. It's a year later. And I'm like, did that guy really attack me with some homophobic shit a while ago? Because I interviewed Killing McMurphy on my show when Jim Cornette said some homophobic shit about AEW. And we're both fans of Cornette. You know, even though Killian is Sonny Kiss's fiance, he's a fan of Cornette. He's like, Cornette's not a homophobe. He even gives Cornette the benefit of the doubt and says something like, Cornette's not a homophobe in his heart. I don't believe that. But he said some homophobic things, which I was like, well, I guess that is a thing. Like, people can say homophobic shit and not be homophobic. That's cool. But if you put that shit out there over and over again, it doesn't matter if you feel it in your heart or not, right? You're still putting out hatred and you're still perpetuating a thing that has led to deaths of people, that have led to beatings of people, which has led to a marginalization of an entire segment of our society. I don't get into politics. I don't talk about politics, but I don't think there's anything political about thinking all people should be treated with respect. And people who are LGBTQ or people who are straight or people of any color, race, religion, creed, anything deserve to be treated with respect and shouldn't be demeaned purely on the basis of that particular definer, as one might see it, who only defines people as such. So that got me thinking a little bit, right? And I'm thinking, is this guy's just bad for wrestling, right? This guy's bad, like he needs to go away. Because if your only insults you can use for people have to do with sexual orientation, and that's your go-to, and then you have followers, and you're putting that shit out there, you probably need to go. Well, it just turned out. Well, it just so happens that during StarCast, I had a conversation with someone named Joey Janela. Joey Janela, of course, AEW's bad boy Joey Janela, who Cornette has taken a special interest in. And also recently, co-host Brian Last has also taken interest, even like challenging Joey Janela to a fight and calling him Jelly Janela. And it just goes back and forth. And you got to understand, this is a guy who works with Cornette, but whose mother hired Vince Russo to be at his bar mitzvah when he was a kid. He's the epitome of a wrestler hanger-on who doesn't have anything else going on. Like, I have a job. I have a big part of my life outside of wrestling. And this is a person who I have no problem with that. But when you start going after wrestlers because you think you're somebody and you think you're going to challenge them to fights and stuff, and the stuff he was saying to Janela was just terrible, but he kept calling him Jelly, 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 Jelly. That was his name. Because I guess he's not in the shape they think he should be, but he's in better shape than anybody who's in the Midnight Express. Well, except Stan Lane. Stan Lane was in great shape. But he definitely has a physique better than, say, Bobby Eaton at most points of Bobby Eaton's career. And I say that as a fan of the Midnight Express. In any case, I ran into Joey Janela. And I also ran into a couple other people, including a freshly squeezed fella. And I talked to Marco Stunt as well, but not about Cornette. And I'm seeing these guys and I'm starting to think. Anyway, I see Janela. I'm like, hey, you know what'd be funny? Is because I just saw the stuff with Brian Last that Janela was into it. Let's take a picture flipping off Cornette. Because Cornette just blocked me again. You're into it last. He's like, that's awesome. I said, I'm going to tag. He's like, cool. And then we took that picture. And then there's this guy. And I guess he's actually a real lawyer. Like, he comes off as so unintelligent and inarticulate and unhinged and gotten to and triggered that it seems impossible that he'd be a lawyer, right? But apparently he is a lawyer. And his name's Stephen P. New. I've heard his name because he actually advertises on Jim Cornette's show, but he's also his lawyer. And then Jim Cornette also says stuff like, if you give me trouble, I'll put Stephen P. New on you, you know, who apparently is this bulldog or whatever. I don't think he was very bulldogish in getting Jim Cornette's copyright because he doesn't own it. In any case, according to the search I did, maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, so this guy decides to chime in because he wants to be famous. It's not enough to be, you know, a middle-aged lawyer in West Virginia. He wants to be famous. That's why he pays money to Jim Cornette to be on his show or trades or however the Stephen P. New advertisements take place on Jim Cornette's show. He chimes in for no reason and says, ha, 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 the Jim Cornette and Great Brian Last live rent-free in your heads. And then I don't think anybody really gave the tip to Mr. New that I'm not the guy to do that to. Like, there's a lot of guys you can do that to. I'm not the guy because I probably won't stop until you're done. And unless you're like super smart like Cornette, and maybe I'll back off. I haven't yet. And he said, the Jim Cornette and Great Brian Last live rent-free in your heads. And he put four emoji smiley faces from a lawyer. And I said, yes. Because unlike those two losers, your clients, we both can afford rent, which I thought was a funny comeback. And I said, tell the cuck and the house husband by default, that's house husband by default. There's nothing wrong with being a house husband, but when you brag to Joey Janela that you're successful, but you're a house husband by default, I don't know what that is. Anyway, tell them we said hi, or I said hi. And then he wrote, aw, butthurt. Now, that's interesting to me that I'm butthurt because I said that, whatever. And he said, I'm sure you and KY Jelly, of course, Jelly refers to Joey Janela and KY refers to him trying to be funny. I'm sure you and KY Jelly just had a nice romantic weekend. Bless your heart. And that was posted on the Joey Janela picture as well. I'm sure you and Jelly had a nice romantic weekend. So another insult, this time from Jim Cornette's lawyer, that I found to be homophobic. It's just funny. Birds of a feather flock together. And I know a lot of you guys out there, especially you straight guys out there, and as a straight guy, I'll talk to other straight guys out there, and I'll just say, I know a lot of you guys are just like, I'm tired of having this gay thing shoved in our face. It doesn't matter if someone's gay. You're right. It doesn't matter if someone's gay. But imagine if you were gay and someone kept insulting other people by saying, you know what you are? You're gay. That's my insult. And imagine how you would feel. Just put yourself in those shoes. It is demeaning and dehumanizing and insulting. And if you're going to go to that as an insult, that says a lot about you as a human being. In any case, that's what happened the other night. Now, I then went back and forth with Mr. Stephen P. New. I definitely encourage you to check out the thread. You will never, ever see a lawyer being outsmarted by a guitar player so easily. I don't want to brag. I'm not trying to use ego here. But it was just so simple and so easy. I can't imagine. I don't know. Like, he said stuff like, I can't wait to sue you. He doesn't have a reason to sue me, he's saying, but he can't wait. He said, give me a reason, or I can't, or something like that. I'm like, dude, you know this stuff is public? Like, and then he talked about the fact, he said, hey, Matt, if you need something help with a trademark or something professional, you let me know. And I looked up Jim Cornette's trademark. It wasn't there. But another trademark was there, not owned by Jim Cornette. And when I confronted him on that, he said this was a negotiation. Apparently, he's a hell of a negotiator because Jim Cornette's name is not on that copyright. Anyway, the person who does own it is awesome, and I'm glad he got it, and I'm sure it happened because somebody said something stupid and they had to pay for it. I don't know. Nobody knows what happened there, but all I know is Jim Cornette does not own that trademark. You can go to the trademark search to find that out. In any case, that is what happened with Cornette and myself and his lawyer, and why I think he needs to go, the homophobic stuff. But I don't believe in cancel culture, so don't be like tweeting NWA. They're a company trying to make it. But speaking of making it, here's the thing that really pisses me off about Jim Cornette. And as I'm talking to Joey, and as I'm meeting and talking to a freshly squeezed fella maybe, and as I think about Marco Stunt, who I think is awesome, I've met a few times, it really bothers me. And whether you like these guys or not, I want you to hear me out. Especially if you don't like Marco, Orange Cassidy, Joey Janela. Let's hear this out. These guys, especially Joey Janela and Orange Cassidy, have worked over a fucking decade to make their mark in wrestling. They've worked a long time. They've sacrificed a long time towards this sport of wrestling, the thing that you watch, the thing that I watch. And guess what? They haven't made it yet. It seems they've made it, but they're at the very beginning of it. They're at the very beginning of being known. And in this fame world or in the world of mainstream wrestling, when you get to that level, you still have levels to go. And then you got this guy out there who's so obsessed with them that he fucking ignores the show he's on. For 6 weeks, he's not pumping the show he's on his podcast. He's talking about AEW every week because he gets his base riled up when he could be talking about all those young people who are kicking ass for his organization, NWA. He spends little time, lip service on them, and then he obsesses about AEW because he knows he'll get downloads. He knows his fans will get upset and buy t-shirts and burger towels and all that kind of great stuff. It's fantastic. I love Jim Cornette. Called Cornette. He knows they'll do that, but these guys haven't made it yet. Joey, Orange Cassidy, Marco Stunt, they're there. They worked hard to get to this point, and whether you like it or not, when you have a guy who has made it, who has credibility, who is shitting on them, not for the purpose of any kind of altruistic reason, by the way, not for the purpose of making the wrestling world a better, believable place, because if you listen to his podcast, you can poke holes in every argument he makes, as clever and as smart as he is. They're just not there. But he's shitting on these guys who haven't even made it yet. They haven't even got there yet. They're, as a matter of fact, at the most crucial part of their entire career. And a lot of us in podcasting, we don't go after the wrestlers. We don't really do that. If you listen to most wrestling podcasts, I've never talked about anybody, but it seems to be almost a code. You just don't do that because these are guys who are sacrificing their body every single day in the ring. And if I thought about something, I couldn't criticize a wrestler because I respect what they do. We criticize, you know, the companies and the writing and the booking and the overall ideas. And maybe we criticize a little something that a wrestler could do different. But we just don't shit on it somebody and say they're a piece of shit and they don't deserve to be there and try to ruin their careers and try to stop any momentum and get a bunch of people riled up against them. When if they hired you instead of you working for the YouTube show, if they would have hired Jim Cornette, he would be hyping these guys up. And if he had a Smoky Mountain area wrestling organization like he did before, he would love to hire these guys because they would pack the house. But he ain't part of that. All those guys there hate him. All the guys in powers can't stand him. And he knows he's on the outside. He's just like Russo screaming to the abyss. But the abyss is filled up with fans who listen to him. And these fans are hearing these names for the first time. These guys who have worked really hard to try to make it in the wrestling business. And he's just shitting on them. And it's a crappy thing to do. It's a bad human quality, and a shit human being is the kind of person who does that. So that's what I have to say about Jim Cornette, and that's why I think it's time for him to go. That makes me angry. The homophobic stuff makes me very angry. But again, I don't know if he's a homophobe as much as he is just someone who says a bunch of homophobic shit because that's his go-to. In either case, it's damaging to everything, and he needs to go. It's time for him to go. Now, I know some people out there are like, you're giving him attention. That's fine. I'm giving him attention. But guess what? Little Matt Coon here. I'm nobody next to Jim Cornette. I'm one fan podcaster. But I'm telling you other fans, whether you hate the AEW stuff or you love the AEW stuff, whether you like Jim Cornette or you don't like Jim Cornette, there's no excuse for the homophobic shit. There's no excuse for running a culture of homophobic behavior so badly that your own lawyer participates in it publicly. And there's no excuse for taking these guys at the most crucial time of their career and not giving them clues to improve, not giving them construction criticism, but just shitting on their very existence, trying to bury their careers before they get started. There's no excuse for that. And I stand by that. Oh, one more thing Cornette said today to Stephen P. New is he said this, and I'm going to close with this. I always say no snitch tagging, but you can tag me on this, okay? Jim Cornette said he'll need Stephen P. New, his lawyer, to bail him out the next time he comes to Richmond to see me. Okay, so first of all, Jim, I'm easy to find. Second of all, you frail, Corrado Soprano-looking, weak man. I came to you before, and you sized me up, and you tucked, and you ran. I come up to you, you might just keel over. But if you're saying you're going to beat me up and you look like Corrado Soprano, you ain't going to be able to beat me up, bro. I'm a grown man. I ain't trying to get in no fight with anybody. I haven't been in a fight in decades. But I do know this. I do know I could whip Jim Cornette's ass. Easy. Easy. So you want to threaten me, pal? That's fine. I ain't going to threaten you back. I ain't going to pick a fight with you. But when you come to Richmond, I'm going to say hi. And I'm going to remind everybody about your threat to me. You want some, come get some. Because I will beat a frail man's ass if he takes a swing at me. And that's the damn straight truth from a wrestling fan. Not a wrestler, not a manager, a fan. A fan who is not going to be intimidated by a piece of shit frail bully. Got it? Thank you. The rest of you guys, so sorry. I had to get a little serious for a second. But you know how it is? Like someone threatens you and says they have to bail you out for what you're going to do to me? Come on, man. I ain't playing that. And you hear this? I'm sick today. Listen to my throat. Listen to my beautiful Matt Coon voice. It's gone right now. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Remember, Total Engagement is every single day. We're going to do positive shows the rest of the week. But I had to get this in. Unless something negative happens, I have to report on it. Positive shows the rest of the week. And I'll tell you this much, I will be dedicated to you guys every single day. Go to WrestlingFriend.com to get your TV reviews and make sure to be good wrestling fans and friends to each other and become wrestling family. And I'll be here for you tomorrow with a brand new episode of Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. Motherfucker.